afternoon, the Exotic Set. This is Kiri speaking.
Kiri, I just got the phone to you a little while ago that my poor chicken has been picked by the rest of the flock.
Oh, yes, yes. I was just talking to the vet and I was just about to pick up the phone and give you a call.
Oh, yes. Were you? Okay, you go first.
Yeah, so we've had a look at the photos. Like, it does look quite nasty, the areas that have been picked. We would be a bit concerned just with the areas of it is. Did you happen to see any maggots or anything around the area?
No, nothing.
No,
it looks quite clean. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't, but it looks like how it looks in the photos. Like, it's somewhat clean.
Yeah.
And the space they live in is clean as well. Like, it's cleaned all the time.
Yeah, yeah, no. Flies can get in anywhere. So that's just the reason I asked, because we have seen unfortunately, maggots get into these areas. Ideally, if logistically you could work it, and as we were talking on the phone, getting the chicken here, we can definitely get the chicken from the car up to the practice here, and we can talk to you in the car park so you don't have to bring your little baby up here. Alternatively, we can get some history and stuff if you wanted to... obviously not hang around in the car park, depending on the weather. Obviously the car can get quite warm if you don't have it running. We could try and work something out that way. But, yeah, we do need to see this chicken, unfortunately.
I was actually just calling up because I was thinking, what am I waiting for? I'll just bring her in. I'll make it work.
Yeah, certainly.
So I've already got the carrier and stuff out. I've just got to try and get her in, which is quite good because she's very chill.
Yeah.
And then what I'll do is I've got, like, a baby carrier, so I'll just bring her up. Is it quite an enclosed space or is it quite big, like the inside? I'm not a guy. I've taken her out multiple places, just so long as people don't get too close to me, that's all.
No, totally understand. And as I said, if you feel more comfortable hanging around in the car park, in the car area, or we've got a nice seat outside, sitting out there, you're more than welcome to do that. And we'd obviously make the appointment as quick as possible. So I'll have to make an appointment. So are you looking
at... Just whenever. Today, as possible.
Sure.
Yeah, it won't take me long to get up and running. And I'm just across the road from Scarborough State School, so I'm only like 5 minutes away.
Oh, okay, certainly. Okay, let me just first of all just make an a file so I can make the appointment for you.
Cool.
Now, it's Jessica was your first name. What's how do you spell your surname?
N-G-A-T-A.
And an email address?
Jessica Rianne, R-E-A-N-N-E, 93,
yep.
@ gmail.com.
And this is the best number. And your address there?
143 Scarborough Road, Redcliffe.
Does this little chicken have a name?
Vladimir. Because it looks like Vladimir Putin. Silky. Yeah, my husband came up with the name.
V-L-A-D-A-M-I-R,
I think.
That's what I've got, it looks like. Okay.
It's not the best name in this day and age, but it's a funny little joke.
Yeah.
Like
that.
Think I'd ever have to bring Rose to bed or tell anyone her name. So.
And how old is she approximately?
Maybe like a year old. She was a rescue, so she was a young rescue, but maybe like a year old. Yeah, because no one else wanted her because she was a bit funky.
Okay, excellent. Okay, let me just, I'll just have a chat with the vets. One's in surgery and I'll just see what the other one has got going on. So you said you could get down here pretty soon if we could make it work.
Yeah, I'd literally just need half an hour's notice just to be able to get her in and get my life sorted.
Okay. Okay, if you can get in half an hour. So would you be able to get here at 12:30, are you saying, or a bit later than that?
No, that'd be fine.
Okay. Let me just pop you on hold and I'll just see logistically how we can make it work. Won't be a minute.
Cool, thank you.
Thank you for calling The Exotics Vet. We offer veterinary care and husbandry advice for pets, including birds, guinea pigs, rats, mice, snakes, lizards, amphibians and fish. Please feel free to inquire about a health check examination for your pet when you come off hold. Do you allow your pet bird to have free flight inside or outside your home? We recommend a microchip implant to identify your bird on the unfortunate event that they escape your care. Please inquire about this service when you come off hold. Have you recently purchased a new pet and would like to know the best options for its care? We give advice on dietary requirements, housing, environmental considerations, and integration into your family as part of our routine health check examination. We will also examine your pet's feces for parasites and complete a physical examination during your visit. You are free to ask as many questions as you like, and we appreciate the option for...
You there, Jessica?
Yep.
Yeah, so if you can get here by 12:30, I can definitely get the doctor to have a look at your chicken.
Okay, awesome. All right, I will get everything done now. If there's any hold-ups, I'll definitely let you know, but I should be there.
Yep, okay, not a
problem. Like by 12:30, I can't see why not, but if I can't make sure, because I'll let her out. She's just free range at the moment, but I should
certainly
be able to grab. Okay, cool. All right, thank you so much. I'll see you soon.
See you then. Bye.
Thanks, bye.